back in at Old Chicago here live on Buff Talk. We are now joined by Buffalo's defensive lineman, D.O. David Holgan. Guys, how you doing?
Good.
You? How are you?
I'm doing good. Okay, so first thing I got to start at, got to address the elephant in the room. You guys are both on the same unit on defense. Mm-hmm. You both compete on wrestling.
Yeah.
Have you guys always done everything together?
Pretty much, yeah. Since we were little.
Okay, so I guess I would say in my family, my younger brother is a little more introverted than I am. I think I'm a little bit more of an extrovert, but I think he's a little smarter than I am. Would you say you guys are the same personality-wise? I'll start with you.
Yeah, I am more talkative, but he's more the brain guy. He does all the...
Is that true?
Yeah, I think he's more goofy. He's the jokester. I'm the guy that keeps it serious.
Okay. I guess with my family, I feel like I got all my mom's traits and my brother got all my dad's traits. So you guys kind of the same way? Like, it's one of you more like your mom, one of you more like your dad?
Yeah. Well, we're kind of a mix of the both of them, really. Like a split ways.
Okay. Got it. Best part about your parents? I know this is tough because you're on live radio right now, so I'm really putting you under pressure, but.
Best part about our parents?
Yeah.
I think they're just really supportive. Just they're always at our games. They're always looking out for us the way they brag about us to their friends and their Facebooks.
Oh, yeah.
Just things like that, yeah.
Don't worry. I've heard that a million times from my mom. My dad will always ask me, hey, can I post this on Facebook? For the longest time, I didn't have Facebook. Now I go back and look at it and I'm like, I shouldn't let him do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me go on this. Now, obviously, you guys are both athletes. By trade, I imagine you two are pretty competitive. What's biggest?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, so it's not even a doubt. I'll start with you. What's the biggest sibling competition you two have had?
I think our biggest competition is probably the weight room. We compete a lot on who can lift more, who can squat more, who's faster. We love racing.
Okay.
I would say more on the mat when we're racing each other.
Okay.
Because our styles are like complete opposites of each other.
Yeah.
So.
We'll just start wrestling in our kitchen if it comes down to it.
Your parents had to clean up a lot now?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Then I guess the stuff I have a question to ask, David, who benches more?
I bench more.
Okay, here we go. Is that right?
Yeah, it is right.
You know what? That's humble. I really appreciate that. I feel like it's very easy for you to say no. Okay, so I haven't seen the wrestling program here. Now, I just talked to Coach Reich, and he told me that wrestlers do make the best football players here in Kansas. Is that true?
I think so. It's just an all-around – it takes an all-around athlete to wrestle, and it just correlates onto the football field, footwork and all that.
Okay. Dio, say, where does it translate?
I'd say the mental toughness, because wrestling is really a mental sport. The practices can be pretty brutal, and you just got to be there mentally to stick with it.
You guys said you wrestle completely differently. Dio, how do you wrestle compared to David?
Well, I'm more a length guy. I'm taller, so I can shoot more from a distance, and he's the strength.
Yeah, he likes to throw, grab. He likes to use his hands. I like to go for the legs. Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing, I haven't seen the wrestling program here yet, but I've heard enough about it. Can you describe how big the wrestling program is here?
Well, I think it's huge. It's a lot of the kids that wrestle, it starts like at a young age. We got a lot of club programs, things like that. And then there's a big support around it from businesses here in Garden. It's almost as big as, if not the same as the football program.
Okay. When did you two get into wrestling?
We started in 7th grade.
Okay, got it.
Same with football, both things.
All right, I was going to ask that next. So what made you want to get in? I want to focus on football. I definitely want to have you guys back on for wrestling season.
Yeah.
I know that doesn't start till what, December?
Yeah, or right after football ends, so
late
November, like that.
So I'll probably guys have you back on during that. So I guess football-wise, what made you get into it?
Well, growing up, we went to a Catholic school, and we were pretty like secluded from sports. I mean, we played baseball, but just with the rec. But as soon as we were given the opportunity to like play for our school, we just wanted to try all of it. Like in middle school, we played football, basketball, wrestling, ran track. We played soccer our 7th grade year.
Okay.
And then it kind of just, we picked our favorites from that and moved it over to high school.
What would you say your favorite experience so far with football before you got to Garden City?
Before you got to high school,
I should say. Yeah. Right.
It would probably be middle school. We played every position, offense, defense, punt, kickoff return.
Okay, dang. So you guys have done literally everything.
Yeah.
What made you like defensive line?
I like the aggression behind it. it's more of a guts game, you know. You're hitting everybody every single play of the game, and you can really use your speed and your hands more playing defensive line.
Okay. Coach Reich was just talking about the mental side of it. You just mentioned that wrestling is such a big mental game. Can I ask about, like, how important is the mental side to wrestling? I know I said I wanted to get off a little, but I wanted to go back to that. So, mental side of wrestling and how it helps translating to football.
Well, in wrestling, it's brutal. Conditioning, all that. You're tired 24/7, and there's no time for breaks, really. It's just foot pedal to the metal the whole game or the whole match, and that correlates really well in football because, I mean, every play you're getting, it's contact every play, and I mean, it's tiring, but you just got to keep pushing through it. And I think wrestling is what really teaches you how to do that.
Yeah. So you two are both juniors. I'll start with you on the other. You guys have combined for over 100 tackles last season. Can I ask you what stood out? Like, what was a favorite memory that you had from last year's season?
Well, it'd probably be at the Hayes game when it was the last play of the first half. I came off the end and I hit him on his blind side and I knocked the ball out and we almost scooped it up and scored. But
yeah.
Okay. Got it. Do you have a favorite memory from last year?
I'm probably going to say either that Hayes game, because I was the one that almost recovered that fumble. And I really liked the our playoff game. That was just a fun – our playoff win against Hayesville. That was just a fun game to be a part of.
Have you guys combined in a sack yet?
I don't think so. We're on
– I don't know. Not yet. Signs. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, we might need you to get to that. I was going to say, like, has there been a time you guys have considered just changing jerseys before a game, just trying to confuse the team?
Well, sometimes they
– you two do look very alike.
Yeah, sometimes they get our – like, they see the numbers wrong or something, and they call my name when it was – his tackle, they call his name when it's my tackle, things like that.
Okay, got it. So I probably have done that. Thank God. Okay, so let me ask this. So you guys saying you're pretty secluded from sports growing up. Did you grow up here in Garden City?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Hold on. What school did you go to?
We went to middle school?
Yeah.
We went to St. Mary's Catholic School.
Okay, got it. So now switching from St. Mary's Catholic to getting to run out every feeling or every weekend, every Friday, I should say, out of that tunnel of Guard City. Is there a better feeling to it?
I don't think so. No.
I mean, you go from no one really talking about you much, knowing much about you, to going out in that football field and hear your name be called on the speakers, even if it's not even, it's just Garden City, but it's just a great feeling. Mm-hmm.
Is that the biggest thing for you, just being able to represent this community?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so I'll start with you. So you guys obviously were both standouts on this team last year. What was the biggest thing you guys wanted to improve about going into this year?
Definitely being more physical. There was a lot of plays last year where I wasn't very physical, and I feel like I've completely changed that this year, especially in our first three games.
Mm-hmm. Where would you say you want to make the biggest jump this year?
I think we wanted to make our biggest jump in the weight room, our size, our strength, and our speed. We spent all summer in the weight room, and I think it really helped.
Do you notice some of your teammates doing the same thing?
Yeah.
Are you guys kind of the leaders of the weight room then?
Sometimes. We like to go work out with a lot of our teammates.
Okay, got it. Who are some of the other guys? I mean, obviously, it sounds like you two are dominating in the weight room, competing against each other. Who are some of the other guys that are, like, up there with you guys?
Well, the people who really got us into it were Mario Ruiz and Michael Villalobos.
Okay. Yeah, we started working out with them, and then Sebastian Lopez, he's one of our workout partners. He's just he lifts heavy weight.
Yeah. Mario's a beast, isn't he?
Yeah, Mario's a whole other level.
I guess I'd say first 3 weeks of this season, how have you felt about some of your new teammates that are starting with you? How do you feel like right now compared to how you felt last year?
I feel like this year we may not have as much football IQ as we did last year. I mean, a lot of the guys are new, but some of the people we got starting now, they got heart. Like Carson Krause, that kid, he hasn't played football since freshman year, I think, but he adapts really well to it. And I think that kind of highlights how our defense is as a whole. It's very, very young, very new, but optimistic, open-minded, and just willing to adapt.
Yeah. Okay. I just saw Coach Reich, and I just found out that he makes, like, gifts of you guys. when certain plays happen?
Yeah.
Are they quality? Are they good?
Yeah.
Some of them are, yeah.
All right. Have either one of you two been clowned yet? I'll start with you. I'll start with you, David.
Well, I mean,
I don't know. I don't want you to put yourself on blast here, but I'm just kind of curious.
I don't know if I would call it clowning, but in the North game, I pancaked an offensive lineman, which is, I think it's supposed to be the other way around, but so I got put on one of the GIFs, but yeah, that's really the only one I can think of that I've been on.
Does it make it fun for you, Dio? Like, I know film can be hard after going through classes all day. Like, that part makes it fun?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, got it. Where do you think he helps you grow the most on the field, Coach Reich?
I think the way he breaks things down, he's really well at coaching specific positions at, like, one time. Even in the film room, he finds a way to make it understandable for every position.
Okay. Do you always say the same thing?
Well, I think it's lots of live reps. We do a lot of live repetitions on defense against Scout Timo, and that really just gives us a look to prepare us for the week.
All right, so let me ask this in practice. When you guys are playing with each other, are you supporting each other, or are you – this is during practice, or are you both kind of like, come on, get your stuff together? How would you say you guys support each other?
Well, I try to push my teammates to be the best they can.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't like me, and I understand sometimes I'm not the nicest guy at practice, but I'm there to make everyone better, not just myself, because our team's only as good as its worst player.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a good way to think about it. What motivates you on that then? What makes you want to be the best? What makes this team want to be, you know?
Well, I had a great leader last year, Rex Kratz. I took a lot from him. He taught us that even if it's something as simple as punt, it matters because it can change the game.
Yeah. I think we like to hold each other accountable. If someone's dragging at practice, we let them know, like, not in like a mean way, but we help them to, like, let's go kick it into gear.
Yeah.
Okay. And like you said, Rex, just everything matters, even if we're playing like a team that isn't considered to be very good or a team that's, you know, number one in the state. We approach it the same way with the same intensity.
All right. So let me ask this. Building off that, how intense is WAC play year in, year out?
Oh, I mean, it's tough. I mean, every WAC game, the crowd, it seems like the crowd's twice the size of just a regular football game. And our WAC this year is just, it's a really tough bunch of tough opponents. And they're really, you got to be on your A game because they're really good at capitalizing on any mistake you make. So it's intense, but it's a fun time.
Dio, you mentioned last year one of your favorite moments was during this Hayes game.
Yeah.
What's it going to be like going on the road this year?
Well, I'm excited because,
take it down, no worries.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of new players that we're going to be facing on this, the new turf in Hayes, and yeah.
Okay, got it. I guess I would say, no worries.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
So what would you say, I just heard from Coach Reich, the Hatchet game. It's nothing like it. You guys are getting it back this year. I mean, can you describe the intensity of that game? I know it's a couple weeks away, but can you describe what it's like playing in that game every year?
Well, like the Monday of that week, it's like a completely different team. It feels like it's like we're praying for a state championship, you know?
Oh, yeah.
As soon as you walk in on Monday to 0 hour, it's just a whole nother level of intensity. And especially at the game, everyone's just, our whole team is just there to win. I mean, one goal, have more points on the scoreboard at the end of the game. And I think that that's just a really fun experience. And during the game, the crowd helps out a lot too. It's, like I said, it's just a really intense game.
Mm-hmm. All right, so last question I'll kind of leave you both with. As you mentioned, you guys have kind of done everything together.
Yeah.
How special is to be able to play, you know, all these years together.
And mm-hmm.
Just can you describe that for me? Just how awesome that is to have your brother playing on the opposite side of you and your brother playing, you know, on the same teams as you.
Well, I mean, it's like always having your best friend on the same line as you, you know? It's someone like competing against the other team, but you're competing with your brother on the sideline, and then mm-hmm. at the end of the day, there's always someone to relate to and go back to and talk about the game with. And when win or lose, there's someone to, you know, be there to that understands what you're going through, like right there with you.
That's awesome. It's been awesome watching you guys play so far. I cannot wait to see you guys in WAC play. That is Dio and David Holguin, who have been absolutely phenomenal on the defensive line this year. Guys, thank you so much for coming on.
Yep, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll step aside and be right back. Head coach Brian Hill will join us in a moment here on Buff Talk, live from Old Chicago.